Proclamation number 7095, dated the April 17th, 1958. The office of judge. Responsibility. How often have I already crossed your path and touched you gently in order to turn your eyes to me? How often have I already noticeably approached you in the shape of strokes of fate or suffering and worries? And I excluded no one because I want to win all of you over for me, and thus I also have to use such means which can impel you to me. But not all people recognize me, not all react to my gentle speech in that form. Others, again, I address through my word in order to encourage them to make mental contact with me, but they, too, are free to let my word penetrate their hearts or pass their ears unheeded. I try to help every individual person, and no one can say that I bypassed him, that he never once in his life received higher guidance, if only he looked with open eyes and a receptive heart at everything he encounters on his path of life. Yet I will never abandon a person as long as he still lives on earth. Nevertheless, his freedom of will prevents me from approaching him so evidently that he must pay attention to me. Consequently, he is also at liberty to deny my guidance, an encounter with his God and Creator, and to consider the entire course of earthly life as coincidence or an arbitrarily formed progression. For this freedom has to be left to him. Thus it is entirely up to his will as to how he evaluates his destiny, whether he has a positive or negative attitude towards me. However, once the time arrives when the human being has to justify himself before me, he will not be able to say that he never received help from me. Instead, he will clearly have to recognize the fact that he did and acknowledge how often I crossed his path, and that only his will prevented him from establishing contact with me. And no person will be spared this accountability. So even if he lives his earthly life unscrupulously, sooner or later the hour of this accountability before his eternal judge will come. For his state of maturity will be in line with his will, and according to his state of maturity will be his fate in eternity, i.e., he will be placed where he belongs in accordance with the law of divine order. He will be judged. He has to fit in with this law, because time and again the divine order has to be re-established, which thus is to be understood as my office of judge. As long as the human being lives on earth, I am only ever motivated by love to place him into this state of order, and I try this by using all means without, however, applying force. And if I then judge the person, that is, his soul, it is only an act of love on my part again, because one day he shall live in divine order again, and I truly know the right path which can lead there. And therefore it is particularly serious for those people who live their earthly life without any sense of responsibility towards their soul. Their souls will have to expect a difficult fate. After all, they constantly resisted the gentle influence by their spirit. In other words, they suppressed every word when I myself wanted to speak to them through the spirit. And regardless of how disbelieving a person is, and no matter how unspiritual he is thinking, every human being experiences moments when thoughts about his purpose of life emerge in him, and such thoughts will always cause a certain restlessness in him which he, however, will just as quickly fend off again. Hence the will was active in the wrong direction in moments of such resistance. The soul offered opposition when a gentle voice within expressed itself and urged it to remember its task on earth. But it could just as easily have yielded to the faint urging and spent more time on its thoughts and merely given me the opportunity to speak louder to it. And during harsh strokes of fate the human being was also able to take the path to me, for the knowledge that the human being can pray to his God and Creator is not unknown to him. The fact that he fails to do so is due to his free will again and therefore a transgression for which he is to accept responsibility. It is for this reason that after my love has been repeatedly rejected, my justice must come to the fore one day, i.e., the being which does not use the opportunity to return to me must return to where it belongs according to its maturity. I must judge according to law and justice, that is, I must establish divine order again, which is and will remain the fundamental law. Amen.